This is a KUNV Studios original program.
You're listening to special programming brought to you by Regana Kuman Henry of Coldwell Banker Premier Realty. The content of this program does not reflect the views or opinions of 91.5 Jazz and More, the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, or the Board of Regents of the Nevada System of Higher Education.
Welcome to the Southern Nevada Real Estate Show. I'm your host, Regana. I am a real estate agent and broker associate with Coldwell Banker Premier Realty. I have been a licensed real estate professional since 1991. I am also a full-time, not part-time, a licensed real estate professional. Some of my accomplishments are, I am a Quality Service Award winner. I have been ranked in the top 10% for all realtors in Southern Nevada by production, and I am a member of the Veterans Association of Real Estate Professionals. I have assisted in all types of real estate transactions over the years, from first-time buyers to experienced sellers, and also corporate buyers and sellers transferring in and out of Southern Nevada. Welcome to my show. And some of the areas that I service in Southern Nevada, I'd like to mention that also, are Las Vegas, Henderson, North Las Vegas, Boulder City, Pahrump, and Mesquite. Now, this morning, I would like to talk about several topics that are very important when it comes to selling or purchasing a home. The first topic is the Real Vitalize program for sellers. With this program, if your home qualifies, you can have repairs done up front to your home, and the payment for the repairs is made after, not before, after the home is sold and not before. This is a program for any homeowners that want their home to sell for the top market price. However, they do not have the funds up front until the home is sold. Now, the better your home looks, the better the home inspection for the buyer goes with as little repairs needed as possible on the inspection report, the more likely you will be able to have a smooth and successful transaction with selling your home while maintaining the top market price that was originally agreed on in writing on the contract between you and the buyer. Also, this program really helps in order for your home to appraise at the price you and the buyer are contracted on without the appraisal coming in low and ruining your chances for the top market dollar for your home. Now, I also have so many staging ideas for sellers in general. I know what buyers are looking for when searching for a home, and I know how to stage your home for showings without having to spend a lot of money for staging. Now, as a seller, you must know that the way you live in your home is definitely not the same as the way you show your home to potential buyers. Professional pictures matters. The way your home shows in pictures for the world to see through the World Wide Web, and the way your home shows to the potential buyers when they drive up to your home, walk to your front door, and look closely inside every room of your home, all matters. The first impression of your home when looking in person or online through pictures and virtual tours, all matter. All you homeowners out there that are looking to sell their home but do not know where to start, I am here for you. I have the expertise and skill in order to see what needs to be done and how the home needs to be staged for showings in order to get you the top market price for your home with the least amount of hassle. Now, I have a whole team of vendors for whatever you need for your home. If you would like more information on how I can make this home selling process as easy as possible for you, my phone number is 702 702-596-1267. That's 702-596-1267. And again, if you or someone you know wants to sell their home, however, do not have the necessary funds up front to do the necessary repairs in order to have a smooth home inspection once you're in a contract with a buyer, and to ensure a smooth transaction in general with the buyer. And if you want more information about the Real Vitalize program, again, my number again is 702-596-1267. Now, this program works, for example, for roof repairs, plumbing repairs, electrical repairs, painting, landscaping, and so much more. For any homeowners out there that have never sold a home before, or maybe you have sold a home before, it may have been years or even decades since you last sold a home, and you are nervous because you do not know of a real estate professional that you're comfortable with to sell your most expensive asset, which would be your home, then I want you to feel 100% comfortable to reach out to me for an appointment. And during our appointment, you can ask me anything real estate related so that you can feel confident with your decision to hire me to represent you and guide you through the home selling process as my seller for what for most people would be considered a home to be their most expensive asset in their lifetime. Again, my phone number is 702-596-1267. I'm here to share with you, the listeners, that I take my role as your real estate professional very, very seriously. Since again, for most people, a home is someone's most expensive asset that they'll ever own. I have a huge conscience with all my clients, all my seller and buyer clients, to do the right thing for all my clients. I have been a full-time, not part-time, real estate agent and broker associate for many, many years, and I never take my clients for granted because without all my past, present, and future clients, I would not have this fabulous career, and I definitely would not be the host of this show called the Southern Nevada Real Estate Show. Because of the country, the entire country having a housing shortage, right now, there are more buyers than there are homes for sale. Even with the new construction homes that are being built around town, there are still more buyers than there are sellers at this time. A large part of that reason is the climb in the interest rates, with interest rates being higher, and with a lot of homeowners having that lower interest rates on their homes, due to them refinancing their rate when rates were lower. And that's why many homeowners are not wanting to give up that low monthly payment to go into a much higher monthly payment since the interest rates have gone up along with the home prices going up. So if you have received, let's say you're listening right now, let's say you received a job transfer or and need to sell your home, or if you're in the military and are being stationed out of state or to another country and need to sell your home, or if you are unfortunately, let's say, going through a divorce and need to sell, if you're looking to downsize, upsize, move out of state, if you want to sell your rental home or for whatever reason wish to sell your home, my number is 702-596-1267. I also understand military transfers also. It's also known as PCS. I understand corporate job transfers since I am part of the corporate relocation group at my company. I can truly say that I have worked with all types of situations for my seller clients. Now, I would like to switch gears to buyers. The number one reason why it's a good time for a buyer to purchase a home today is one obvious fact, and I will use this example. Now, remember when the interest rates dropped around 3% a few years ago, and everyone and their brother was knocking down the seller's door to purchase a home in order to get those lower payments because of the interest rates being lower. Now, the same thing holds true today. We probably won't see 3% interest rates coming back anytime soon. However, let's just say the rates drop to 5 or even 5.5%. That just as an example. That's right. History has a way of repeating itself because if rates fall to around 5, 5.5 as an example, or better, then everyone is going to come out from being on standby to jump into the real estate market all at the same time, bidding on homes with multiple offers. And that multiple bidding situation will drive the prices even higher than they are today. Now, buyers, if you are able to afford the monthly payments, the smartest thing to do would be to purchase a home now, knowing that you can always refinance the interest rate when the rate does drop enough to do a refinance. For example, did you know you can get a single-family home in a golf course community starting around the mid-$300,000 range? That's right. And you can also get a single-family home, let's say in a 55-plus age-restricted golf course community starting around in the mid-$300,000 range. And you can purchase a single-family home in a, let's say, in a guard-gated golf course community starting under $400,000. Can you believe that? I've seen it. I'm out there every day with buyers and sellers. Are you looking for, let's say, a luxury guard-gated home in Summerlin? Well, there's homes in Summerlin starting under $2.5 million at the Ridges in Summerlin. Homes starting under $1.4 million in the Red Rock Country Club. And there are homes under $2 million in the Willows in Summerlin, just to name a few. Compare these to the California residences that are similar, and still, you know, the prices are far less than, you know, in many parts of California. So perhaps you're looking for a luxury guard-gated home, let's say in the Henderson, Nevada area. Homes are starting under $700,000 in the Anthem Country Club area in Henderson. Homes are starting under $1.6 million in the McDonald Highlands area. And then there's homes under $1.3 million in the Seven Hills area, just to name a few for these luxury guard-gated communities in Henderson. Now, if you would like more information on these luxury home areas and homes, my number again is 702-596-1267. That's 702-596-1267. And finally, on a scale of 1 to 10, I just wanted to ask the listeners out there, how important do you, the listeners, think that knowing the real estate stats for Southern Nevada each month is important, and how it can determine if this is a good time to sell or purchase a home? Well, let me tell you, on a scale of 1 to 10, it's definitely a 10. Knowledge is power, and the more knowledge you have, the easier it will be to be able to make an informed decision about selling or purchasing a home. Now, these stats are from the Las Vegas Realtor Association, and these stats do not include new construction homes. So now I will share with you the real estate stats for March in Southern Nevada. Number one, the median sold price of a single family home was $465,000. Number two, the median price of new listings for a single family home in March was $495,000. The median price for all available single family home listings, both new and not new on the market, excluding offers in March, was $549,900. Now, there were 2,082 single-family homes that sold in March, and did you know, 62.5% of all single-family homes that sold in March went from available to under contract with a buyer in 30 days or less. Now let's switch gears to condos and townhouses. Now the median sold price of condos and townhomes combined in March was $282,500. $295,000 was the median price of new condo and townhome listings combined in March. Now, $289,000 is the median price for all available condos and townhomes combined, excluding offers in March. And there were 590 condos and townhomes combined that sold as a total in March. Not very many. 590 is not very many compared to the number of buyers. And because there's, you know, limited inventory right now. And did you know, 56.3% of all condos and townhomes combined that sold in March went from available to under contract with a buyer in 30 days or less. If you missed any of the real estate stats that I just mentioned, then I can definitely let you know after the show if you did miss any of it. And again, my number is 702-596-1267. That's 702-596-1267. Now, let me tell you, the American dream is still homeownership, regardless of interest rates, regardless of, you know, prices being a bit higher now because of the supply and demand situation. There never really is a good or bad time to purchase or sell a home. It just depends on your individual, you know, your individual situation. And I'm here to tell you that I've seen many people in my career, because I've been doing this a minute. It's over 30 years. I was licensed in 1991. Went full time in 1995, never looked back. And I've seen so many different scenarios of people that think, oh, it's not for me. It's not the right time. It's kind of like having a baby. It's kind of like getting married. Some of these things, you just have to jump in. And worst case scenario, just like the stock market, if the market goes down after you purchase your home, hold on long term, because one day that home is going to be paid off for you. And once it's paid off, that can be rental income. Now, times that by two or three properties that are just straight rental income that you've purchased over the years and have no more mortgage on. We don't know what life brings, but we do know people always need a place to stay. And Southern Nevada is one of the capital places for investors looking right now to purchase. All these sports teams that are moving here, so many things, even Sony Motion Pictures are moving into, I believe it's the Summerlin area. So this town is becoming a really hot place for businesses to open, people to move here for entrepreneurship. So many things are happening that are positives. I'm not going to say anywhere is perfect, not even here, but there are things that are driving people to our wonderful area of Southern Nevada. And I'm very blessed to be able to meet with all kinds of walks of life of people from all over the world. And selling new construction, resale homes, land, you name it. I've probably touched on it. I work in various areas of town because it is a small town here. It's not like California where it's so spread out, and California realtors have to kind of specialize in certain areas because it would take too long and it's too complicated fighting the traffic there. But here, even though with the growing traffic, and sometimes it is frustrating, I know coming here today to record my show even, it's kind of frustrating because traffic has increased, and a good number of people that are on the road are from some part of California. I believe it's around 39-40% is what the statistics are of all out-of-town people that are moving here for the last few years are from the state of California. It's not to say that they're not coming from other places. We've got Arizona, we've got your surrounding states, Utah, Colorado, New Mexico, New York, on the East Coast, Oregon, on the West Coast. We just have so much development going up, so much new construction. But even with the new construction that's going up, can you believe we're still in a housing shortage? People would be like, wow, with all the construction, the cranes, and all the banging with of the hammer, with all the construction that's all going on left and right, how can we be in a shortage? But we still are. So for sellers, this is prime time if you're thinking of selling your home. And again, the Real Vitalize program is a program that can be beneficial. It is through our company. And again, you don't have to worry about not having the money up front for repairs and until the home is sold. And if your home qualifies for this program, it's an opportunity for the home to show like in its best light. It's better to have the work done up front on the home before you start showing the home, so the house has the best impression possible. First impressions are always what a buyer is looking at, especially first-time home buyers. They're very nervous, and when they go through those home inspections and appraisals, they're looking for an angle to get out of the contract because they're nervous. They've never done it before. They don't know for sure if they can afford it. A lot of times they're scraping up their down payment money and there's not a lot left over for repairs. So in order to, and even if they're not first-time buyers, because rates have are upwards and prices are upwards, sellers, it's just so very important for mechanically and the aesthetic of the home for it to show as good as possible. I'm not trying to say you need to upgrade it to the max. No, you don't. You don't, because at the end of the day, you never get full value on your upgrades. However, there are certain things to do to the home just so it shows very presentable without having to spend a ton of money out of your pocket just to make it good. And I am a master stager. I know what buyers are looking for when it comes to when they're walking through the homes. I hear the comments that buyers make. And just a general rule of thumb, like I said, the way a person lives in their home is definitely not the way it is supposed to be for showing the home to a potential buyer. And buyers out there, if I'm representing you and I'm on the buyer's side, I'm your eyes and ears too. I want to make sure that what you see is what you're getting, and that is to recommend that it's very important to have a home inspection. Even on new construction, I always recommend that a buyer do a home inspection. Even though builders have warranties on structure and warranties on the mechanics of the house, who wants to sit home after you get your keys, sit home and wait for the service people to come by to your home as soon as you move in? I wouldn't. I want to enjoy my brand spanking new home without having issues out the door. And even though they have their own team of people that go through the house when it's new construction, it's always best to do a third-party inspection, because a lot can happen. When you're building new construction, a new construction home, there's various people working on the home, and they're getting paid off that small part of what they're doing, and they want to get it done to move on to the next house. And it's not to say that new construction's bad. They're beautiful, and you do get the warranties, but you just want that reassurance from home inspection. And I have a good team of inspectors. I have a good team of mortgage company, depending on your situation, all around. I'm your one-stop shop. I have insurance companies, home inspectors, all kinds of things that would make your home most beneficial for you. If you don't know plumbers, electricians, handymen, landscapers, I do, because I have been in business so long and this is what I do. And I just want people to know, again, my number is 702 702- 596-1267. I do take my job extremely seriously, and I appreciate all you guys listening so much to my show. And I really respect all my clients so very much, because without you, there is no me doing the show. There's no me thriving in my successful real estate career. And I want to help as many buyers and sellers this year as much as possible, because this is what I do. And after all these years, I still love what I do. Everything has challenges. All jobs have challenges. Some are a little bit more challenging than others, but I have the experience and know-how to solve problems. That should have been my middle name, solving problems, because with real estate transactions, some of them go through very smoothly, but others, they take skill, they take know-how, it takes experience, and experience does matter. Who you hire for the most largest investment for most people is a home. So again, thank you guys so much for listening to my show this morning. And if you have any questions at all, feel free to call me. I'm going to give my number out a couple more times. It's 702-596-1267. And I am Ragana Kuman Henry with Coldwell Banker Premier Realty, your host for the Southern Nevada Real Estate Show that airs every third Sunday of the month at 8:30 a.m. My number is 702-596-1267. That's 702-596-1267. And my license number is BS27880. Now, you can follow me on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube. And thank you so much for listening to my show again. And I wish everyone listening a great Sunday and a great week.